and welcome to UC Today. My name is Kieran Devon, and today's session is Which of Teams Premium and Copilot Works Best for You? I'm delighted to be joined by Wesley Budd, Strategic Partner Manager of Microsoft and MTR Vendors at Symetec. Wesley, thanks for joining us.
Hi Kieran, pleasure to be here, as always.
Absolutely, and although you're a returning guest, a frequent guest with UC Today, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself, Wesley, and the work you do with Symetec?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Wesley Budd. I'm the, as you mentioned, the strategic partner manager here at Symetec. So my role is to really look after our Microsoft partnership predominantly, and also our original equipment manufacturers for Teams Rooms. So I look after those guys as well. Been with the company coming up 2 years now.
Magic. Well, I guess before we dive into maybe some of the nitty-gritty detail on Teams Premium and Copilot, the differences, the benefits, and what might work for each unique organization, can we have a bit more of a holistic perspective? What would you say is the state of Copilot in 2024?
So, yeah, I think Copilot this year, I mean, it's really developed a lot just in, 6 months? It's really been available for organizations. There were the early adopters, sort of September, October time last year, I think it was. So that those guys have really sort of like are now adopting it and rolling it out further. So those early adopters would have had about 300 licenses initially, and yeah, we're seeing those customers now looking at how they can really roll that out to the wider audience. So the addition, usually they go with like sort of 50 users initially, and then roll out to the rest of the 300. But there's quite a lot of work to do that, because you've really got to focus on your adoption and change program, so that, you know, it's one thing giving licenses to people, but you've got to ensure that they are comfortable with what it is and how they can use it. So there's the early adopters from last year, and then obviously earlier this year, Microsoft opened Copilot out to basically everyone that's got like a E3 or E5 license. So that's kind of the prerequisite to purchase the license. I think maybe even business premium too. But what I see at this moment in time, a lot of organizations are buying up just a small number of licenses and just kind of testing the water in terms of, right, okay, I sort of understand what Copilot is, but I need to just play around with it first before I kind of take it to the senior leadership teams of organizations. And also, what does that mean in terms of, again, helping our employees make sure that they know how to use it? Because it is a really big factor. So that's certainly something that we're seeing now, and Microsoft are really trying to help organizations with that as well. So Symetec, being one of the Jumpstart partners for the UK, we have access to a couple of different workshops for organizations. So the first workshop is real sort of introductory to Copilot. So it's kind of like, right, we're going to take you through what Copilot is, all the user profiles and who is likely to use it and how they are likely to use it. So that's kind of like the first step. And then there's an adoption accelerator workshop that's available for organizations as well. So that is aimed at organizations that have purchased, I know, up to say 300 or even maybe more, but are struggling with that adoption and change program. So partners like Symetec in the Jumpstart can help organizations establish what they need to do to go through those stages and who needs to be involved in that. So I think in 2024, it's just a continuous adoption of purchasing more licenses, getting the organization familiar and at ease with it, making sure that they're comfortable with the security aspects of it as well. You know, so key feature for Copilot is the fact that it only uses your company's data, and it doesn't source that, farm that data out. It stays within your tenant. So that's a real key factor. But another thing for 2024 is going to be really around connectors. And what this means is that connecting your Copilot with other technologies that you would use. So Salesforce being a really good example there. So there's a Copilot connector available so that you can pull information from your Salesforce instance and build all of that data into your own organization's Copilot, so you can use that information. So you can say, you know, who am I talking to this week? Right, I've got this number of customers, and what do I know about them already? You know, what have we already discussed and things like that. And it's providing all of that really real-time information on, and just making yourself more prepared for that meeting, basically, with your customer. So I think connectors is going to be a real big one this year. So development of additional apps.
Perfect. Moving on to the core topic today. How would you summarize the key differences between Copilot and Teams Premium?
Yeah, so I think the real simple way of looking at this is you've got two different licenses, and they do various different things. Teams Premium, to start with, I would say this is really your entry level into using generative AI within Teams. So Teams Premium sits only within Teams, but it gives you a whole bunch of other features, such as watermarking, intelligent recap. You can custom brand your lobby as well. So when you've got meetings going on, you can have a custom background. So I posted on LinkedIn just a couple of weeks ago showing what Simity's one looks like, because it's really smart. It adds that branding feature. And I was talking to one of your colleagues earlier this week as well, and we were discussing about where we used to be in the physical meeting space in the office. Everything would be branded, and you would know, you know, when you walk in, this is Simity or this is whoever. So you can have that now on your meeting instance, your virtual sort of brand, if you like. And the watermarking aspect of Teams Premium is really interesting as well, because if you're sharing highly sensitive non-disclosure information and you don't want people to share that, right now you kind of, yeah, I'll take a snippet of that slide or whatever and share it internally, which is fine. But if you then, with Teams Premium and the watermarking, it essentially puts your own personal email address across the whole deck. So if I did snip a piece of content and shared it on LinkedIn, which I shouldn't have done, it instantly comes back to me because it's got my email address written all over it. So that's a really good feature. But I would say Teams Premium, like I said, is your entry level into generative AI. And it's really for your Teams and Teams meetings, some Microsoft Teams and Teams meetings, and it comes in at a lower value as well of $7 per user per month. Whereas Copilot for M365, that is your personal assistant across all of your applications, so Word, PowerPoint, Excel, anything else, Outlook as well. So you can ask it questions about, like, say, take an email. You've you've been on holiday, for instance, for a week, you've come back and you've seen this massive email chain with your boss and some customers, and it's all like, it's a really long chain. You can just go to that email and ask Copilot to summarize the outcome of that email, for instance, and tell me if there are any actions for me within that, and by when, by what date. So that's really, really useful. So the easiest way to look at it, Teams Premium is only for your Teams instance and really drives added value for your for the meetings internally and externally. And Copilot is your AI assistant, you know, personal to you. So it understands who you are, the way that you will work, the questions that you would ask it, and you have that chat style feature. Copilot, so Teams Premium, $7 per user per month. Copilot is $30 per user per month. So if you wanted to step into the world of generative AI in your workflow, Teams Premium is a good place to start, rather than taking on Copilot. Because with Copilot and Teams Premium, this is where it crosses over, is the intelligent meeting recap. So in Teams Premium, you have intelligent recap. In Copilot, you also have that. The slight difference there is that you can continue the conversation with Copilot on intelligent recap. You can say, you know, what was the sentiment of this meeting that I missed? And what actions, again, were there for me? Is there anything else that I should consider? You know, so it's... There is an overlap, but I think that the real easy way to look at it is just by knowing that Teams Premium is your entry level, and you can try generative AI out through that. And then if you want to take the next step further, is Copilot, once you see the benefits of it, basically.
Perfect. And I think... I'm very curious, and we've got them as like two separate solutions, two separate offerings for organizations. Can adopting both Teams Premium and Copilot mean they can complement each other?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you in a scenario where, for instance, you need to share a particular content, so I think I've mentioned this to you before. If you start off with a big data set in Excel, you can ask Copilot in Excel to summarize that data and find trends in that data and put it into fancy graphs to be able to share with other people. And then you can, once you've got those graphs, you can then take that Excel document, open a Word document, and say, could you create a 500 word executive summary, for instance, on these findings, and it will create that for you. And then if you want to then take that a step further and put it into PowerPoint, you can ask PowerPoint Copilot to create a short 5-slide deck using that executive summary. And then obviously you can share that within Teams. But you could do that with just Copilot. Okay, so you don't necessarily need Teams Premium for that. But where Teams Premium comes in is more around sort of like the branding and the security of your emails and of your meetings and everything like that. So yes, it does complement it. But you can get away with either or.
Great. And one final question, if that's okay. And it's touching on what you alluded to earlier. You outlined some use cases where Symmetry can support organizations in choosing the best solution for them. I'm wondering if you can please give us a bit more detail on all the different offerings you guys can assist organizations in choosing the best offering for them.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, as a consulting firm, we can support on various different things. So, like I said, with Teams Premium, we can run you through that and see if an organization, if it's a good requirement for an organization, and see if it will meet their needs. So, you know, again, just looking at those, the way that you use Teams meetings and how many meetings that you're having internally and externally. So we can provide assistance around understanding Teams Premium in more detail, provide plenty of demos and assistance around that. But with Copilot for M365, we, like I said, as a Jumpstart, UK Jumpstart partner, we can provide the Microsoft funded workshop. So, you know, it doesn't cost anything to the customer. So for qualifying customers, they can get that workshop free through us. And like I said, that is kind of like the introductory, looking at your estate. Is it suitable? Are you going to make the most of it? Can we help you make the most of it in that instance? And then there's the Adoption Accelerator, which is, again, funded by Microsoft. So it's really Microsoft saying that, you know, we're going to help you through one of our partners to adopt the licenses that you've purchased and make sure that there's no grey areas in that place, so that you feel comfortable as an organization to continue to deploy across all of your employees, basically, and just making sure that that adoption and change program really nails home the confidence in using that technology. So yeah, so you've got Teams Premium. We can talk to you all about that. The Copilot for M365 workshop, entry level, and then the Adoption Accelerator, which is for organizations that have already purchased licenses. We'll give you a full view and way forward to getting it out there to your team.
Perfect. Well, thanks very much, Faisal. It was very comprehensive and encouraging. I think that's all we've got time for today, but I really enjoyed it. It's been a good session. So thank you, Wesley, for being here.
Excellent. Cheers, Kieran. Thanks a lot.
And if you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and share on social media. And we'll see you next time. I've been Kieran Devlin, UC Today. Thanks for watching.